On today's audio essay of the Infinite Knowledge podcast, we will explore the subject of the wisdom of microeconomics and behavioral economics for the everyday individual to the abundance-seeking entrepreneur. In the pursuit of personal prosperity, microeconomic principles offer a profound toolkit for orchestrating one's finances and decision-making behaviors. The world of economics is often seen as a distant realm of policymakers and corporations, but its impulses beat at the heart of our daily transactions and aspirations. By gleaning insights from supply and demand, opportunity cost, and comparative advantage, individuals can engineer a more calculated path to abundance. Supply and demand in personal consumption. Supply and demand is the foundational axis upon which markets tilt. For individuals, this translates into a conscious consumption strategy. When you understand that the demand for a good, in this case, your demand, interacts with its supply to establish price, you become empowered to make smarter purchasing decisions. By postponing purchases of non-essential items that are in high demand and low supply, not only could you save money, but you might also influence market prices over time. For example, by shifting your demand to off-peak times for services like travel or dining, you can unlock substantial savings. Opportunity cost and time management. The concept of opportunity cost teaches us that for every choice made, there is a second best option that we forego. Applying this to the personal realm, individuals must weigh their options not just in terms of monetary costs, but also in terms of time, the most finite of resources. To utilize opportunity cost to your advantage, perform a simple exercise. 1. Quantify the value of your time. How much is an hour worth to you, not just financially, but also in terms of pleasure, rest, and personal growth? 2. When faced with a decision, enumerate the benefits of the chosen activity against the benefits of the best alternative. 3. Decide if the chosen activity justifies the sacrifice of the alternative. If not, reallocation might be in order. This mental framework can be transformative when applied to career decisions, educational investments, and personal development. Comparative advantage and delegation. Comparative advantage is a principle suggesting that entities thrive best by specializing in tasks where they have a lower relative opportunity cost compared to others. For the individual, this manifests in discerning personal strengths and weaknesses. One might ask, 1. What tasks do I perform significantly better than my peers, yielding the highest value for the time invested? 2. Which tasks can others do more efficiently or at a lower opportunity cost than myself? On realizing these dimensions, it might be wise to outsource or delegate the latter. For an entrepreneur, this could mean hiring a bookkeeper if their time is better spent on strategy and customer relations. For a household, it might imply using grocery delivery services if it frees up time for more valuable family interactions or side ventures. These principles are not just static rules, but dynamic forces that interplay with the ebb and flow of life's demands. The implications are rich and varied. They suggest not merely the pursuit of cost minimization, but the maximization of value, value defined in the broadest sense to include financial gain, satisfaction, and progress towards one's goals. Mastery of these principles offers not only a route to personal prosperity, but also a lens through which we can better understand the complexities and opportunities of the economic terrain that underpins our daily existence. Far from rigid, these economic ideas merge with the rhythms of personal life to shape a disciplined yet flexible approach to personal finance and career growth. Each decision, large or small, can be informed by a microeconomic heartbeat that synchronizes with individual goals and societal rhythms. Marginal thinking and incremental improvement. Marginal thinking is another microeconomic concept that individuals can apply for personal prosperity. It involves assessing the additional benefit or cost associated with a slight increase or decrease in the level of an activity or resource. Here's how to apply it. 1. Identify aspects of your life where incremental changes can be made, saving money, learning a new skill, etc. 2. Consider the marginal benefit, the additional gain, against the marginal cost, the additional effort or resource required for one more unit of change. 3. Act if the marginal benefit exceeds the marginal cost. For instance, if contemplating an extra hour of work, the marginal concept would ask, Does the income from one more hour exceed the personal cost, such as lost leisure or family time? Marginal thinking promotes continuous improvement without overcommitting resources, fostering a harmonious balance in personal development and financial growth. Elasticity and adaptive financial planning. Elasticity measures how responsive the demand for a good is to changes in price or income. Translating this to personal finances. 1. Categorize your expenses into elastic, luxuries, and inelastic, necessities. 2. In lean times or when planning savings, reduce the elastic spending first. 3. Adjust your budget fluidly in response to your financial situation's price changes, like income fluctuations. Understanding elasticity enables you to better weather economic storms and adapt your spending in a way that is responsive to your personal economic climate. It teaches discipline in discretionary spending and prioritization of essential expenses. Sunk cost fallacy and moving forward. The sunk cost fallacy is the misbelief that one should continue an endeavor because of previously invested resources, even when continuing is not the best course of action. To counter this fallacy, recognize past investments that cannot be recovered, time, money, effort. 2. Objectively evaluate the current situation without considering these sunk costs. 3. Make decisions based on future benefits rather than past losses. In personal growth, this can mean discontinuing a project that no longer serves your goals, regardless of the time already invested. In investing, it might mean selling off a losing stock rather than holding on in the hope of recouping past losses. Behavioral economics and decision-making. Behavioral economics, which intersects psychology and economics, delves into why people sometimes make irrational financial decisions. We can use its insights to 1. Identify biases, like overconfidence or anchoring, that could distort your decision-making. 2. Use strategies, like automatic savings, to create financial habits that circumvent these biases. 3. Reflect on past decisions to understand your mental triggers and learn from them. By being mindful of these psychological factors, individuals can employ more rational strategies in their financial planning and consumption patterns. Exploring each of these microeconomic principles illuminates a world where personal wealth is not just about the money one accrues, but about making holistic, informed decisions that compound into a prosperous life. Each principle is a cognitive tool that, when used judiciously, can weave a more nuanced understanding of personal finance into the fabric of everyday life. The importance of these principles lies not just in their theoretical framework, but in their everyday applicability for plotting the course of one's financial and personal odyssey. Navigating through life with these ideas in mind allows for a practical yet sophisticated approach to achieving personal prosperity, one imbued with wisdom and adaptability. As individuals continue to engage with these economic precepts, their financial narrative can evolve, reflecting a thoughtful engagement with both the minute and the monumental financial decisions that shape their destiny. Harnessing microeconomic principles for personal prosperity involves a multifaceted approach that integrates understanding and application of key economic concepts. The principles of economics, at their core, translate surprisingly well to individual decision-making and can profoundly influence one's financial health and life satisfaction. Opportunity cost and strategic life choices. One of the cornerstone ideas in microeconomics is opportunity cost, the concept that the real cost of anything is what you give up to get it. In personal terms, this involves recognizing that every choice carries a potential trade-off. Whether it's choosing to invest time into further education, pursuing a particular career, or allocating resources into one investment over another, understanding your opportunity costs allows for more strategic life choices. To apply this principle, one must 1. Prioritize goals and desires to determine what is of paramount importance. 2. Evaluate the potential returns, emotional, financial, physical, from various options. 3. Choose the path that offers the greatest return on investment in terms of overall life satisfaction and prosperity. By considering the opportunity costs in decisions, you can allocate your time, money, and resources toward activities that are most likely to enhance your well-being and help you achieve personal ambitions. Comparative advantage and personal skills development. Comparative advantage is a principle that dictates that parties benefit from trading if they specialize in the production of goods and services for which they have a lower opportunity cost. For individuals, this means acknowledging and focusing on your strengths and finding ways to cultivate them to your advantage. Here's how individuals can apply this principle. 1. Identify personal strengths and passions that could potentially provide an advantage in the marketplace or contribute to personal fulfillment. 2. Invest in developing these strengths further through education, practice, or apprenticeship. 3. Delegate or outsource tasks for which others have a comparative advantage, optimizing both time and economic efficiency. Comparative advantage also speaks to the benefits of a diverse network where skills and resources can be exchanged productively, enriching one's own set of opportunities and those of others. Combining the concepts of marginal thinking, elasticity, the sunk cost fallacy, and behavioral economics with opportunity cost and comparative advantage gives a more holistic picture of personal financial management. Marginal thinking aids in making everyday decisions incrementally better, efficiently allocating resources and attention where they yield the most advantage. Elasticity informs budgeting adaptability and guides intelligent spending. The sunk cost fallacy serves as an important reminder to avoid emotional decision-making related to past investments. Understanding and overcoming behavioral biases involves enhancing decision-making across the spectrum. Overconfidence can cloud judgment, while anchoring can skew perception of value. Incorporating emotional intelligence and awareness into economic activity encourages decisions that are not just theoretically sound, but which resound with one's deeper goals and values. Strategic life choices based on opportunity cost, alongside a focus on personal strengths through comparative advantage, create a framework for maximizing personal benefit. This involves looking at the broader picture of life's possibilities, investing in areas that will pay the greatest dividends, both materially and emotionally, and partnering with others to enhance one's overall quality of life. In conclusion, microeconomics offers a wealth of principles that can help guide personal decisions leading to prosperity. The realization that financial well-being is closely tied to making deliberate, informed choices that reflect one's goals and contextual realities is empowering. Harnessing these economic concepts elevates their practical value, making intricate financial dynamics accessible to the individual and transforming the quest for personal prosperity into an intelligent and adaptable journey that not only navigates the present, but strategically prepares for the future.
In this section, we've unpacked how microeconomic principles can be harnessed for personal prosperity, shedding light on their practical relevance to everyday financial decisions. We began by discussing how supply and demand influence smarter purchasing habits, suggesting that by understanding market forces, individuals can make more cost-effective consumption choices. Opportunity cost was presented as a crucial consideration in time management and life strategies, prompting individuals to assess the real value of their choices in terms of what they must give up. Comparative advantage was then explored as a method to identify and foster individual strengths, advocating for the delegation of tasks that can be performed more efficiently by others. Marginal thinking was explained as a way to assess the benefit of incremental changes, ensuring that resources are committed to where they yield the greatest return. The concept of elasticity was introduced to help individuals adapt their spending with the flexibility to accommodate financial fluctuations. We also examined the sunk cost fallacy, urging people to make forward-looking decisions rather than being anchored by past investments. Finally, insights from behavioral economics were offered to illuminate common cognitive biases that can distort financial decision-making and suggest ways to mitigate their impact. Overall, these economic principles provide a robust framework for strategic life choices, optimized resource allocation, effective time management, and enhanced personal skills development. They act as cognitive tools for individuals to plot a disciplined yet flexible approach to financial planning, spending, and career growth. By embracing these concepts, personal finance is approached not just theoretically, but also with a view towards tangible, life-enhancing outcomes, enabling individuals to navigate their economic landscape with wisdom and adaptability.
In the bustling marketplace of human interaction, beneath the numeric rigidity of traditional economic theory, lies a rich vein of insight known as behavioral economics. This domain recognizes that people are not always rational actors. They are swayed by biases, emotions, and social influences. Entrepreneurs striving for abundance must decode these subtleties of human behavior, painting a fuller picture of the economic landscape in which they operate. To navigate this terrain, let us explore some key ideas and frameworks that bridge microeconomics and behavioral economics, fashioning a compass for entrepreneurial success. The concept of bounded rationality. At the heart of behavioral economics is the understanding that humans have cognitive limitations. Decision-making is not always an act of pure logic, but often bounded by our capacity to process information. Entrepreneurs need to simplify choices for their customers. For instance, instead of overwhelming a client with numerous options, present a smaller, curated selection that guides them towards an optimal decision. Prospect theory challenges the notion of humans as utility-maximizing automatons. It posits that people value gains and losses differently, where losses generally hurt more than gains satisfy. An entrepreneur can apply this understanding when pricing products or services, offering guarantees, or emphasizing the potential loss of not using a service, thus appealing to the emotional weighting customers place on outcomes. Heuristics and biases. Systematic patterns of deviation from norm or rationality in judgment, such as the availability heuristic, whereby individuals estimate the likelihood of an event based on ease with which examples come to mind. Entrepreneurs can leverage this by ensuring their marketing strategies make their products salient and easily recalled. The endowment effect. The tendency for people to value something more highly simply because they own it. A practical application for entrepreneurs might involve encouraging a sense of ownership in potential customers, perhaps via trials or tailor-made experiences, prompting a higher valuation of the product and increasing the likelihood of a purchase. Nudge theory. Arguably a cornerstone of applied behavioral economics, nudging involves subtly guiding behavior without restricting choices. Entrepreneurs can use this to nudge towards beneficial behaviors, like signing up for newsletters or choosing eco-friendly options, utilizing default settings or reminder messages. Each of these ideas carries profound implications for entrepreneurship. Bounded rationality implies a need for simplicity in offerings. Prospect theory encourages a focus on framing products in terms of what can be lost versus gained. Heuristics and biases suggest a marketing approach grounded in psychological salience. The endowment effect reveals the persuasive power of provisional ownership, and nudge theory shows the potential of gentle guidance over coercion. These frameworks, when deeply understood and skillfully applied, empower entrepreneurs to approach their markets with a sophisticated understanding of the human elements at play. The implications are profound. Businesses thrive not just through the robustness of their economic muscles, but through the subtle art of economic psychology. As we delve deeper into behavioral economics, we uncover its potential to not only forecast and analyze, but to actively sculpt the economic arena. Its principles, woven strategically into an entrepreneurial vision, can guide a business to resonate with the human core of the market, tapping into streams of abundance that flow just beneath the surface of rational analysis. Incorporating an understanding of behavioral economics into business practices extends an entrepreneur's toolkit, enhancing the ability to predict and influence consumer behavior in a nuanced way. To engage deeply with these concepts, it is crucial to examine further the intricate mechanisms at play. Let's turn our focus to one of the central pillars of behavioral economics: loss aversion. This fundamental aspect of prospect theory indicates that the pain of losing is psychologically about twice as powerful as the pleasure of gaining. For practical steps, an entrepreneur could highlight what a customer stands to lose by not purchasing a product, rather than what they stand to gain. This can be done through limited-time offers, creating a narrative of scarcity, or by positioning the product as a shield against some potential future loss. To apply loss aversion effectively, an entrepreneur can 1. identify the potential losses a customer might experience without the product or service. 2. Develop marketing materials that articulate these losses clearly and compellingly. 3. Provide evidence or testimonials that reinforce the credibility of these potential losses. 4. Offer a solution that counters these losses through the product or service being provided. Understanding social proof can also pivot a company's strategies. This psychological phenomenon occurs when individuals copy the actions of others in an attempt to undertake behavior in a given situation. Social proof is powerful in decision-making processes. People feel more comfortable following the lead of others. An entrepreneur can showcase popular products, include user testimonials, and share user-generated content to exploit this mental model. When customers observe others like them making positive decisions toward a purchase, they are more likely to do the same. Practical steps to harness social proof include 1. Displaying customer testimonials, reviews, or ratings prominently on your products or services. 2. Highlighting user numbers, downloads, or subscribers to imply widespread trust and acceptance. 3. Showcasing endorsements from influential figures or satisfied customers on social media. 4. Creating a referral program that rewards existing customers for bringing in new ones. Another concept, the sunk cost fallacy, describes the human propensity to continue an endeavor once an investment in money, effort, or time has been made, which can lead to suboptimal decisions. This can be counterintuitive, since it often means investing more resources into a failing initiative. Entrepreneurs can structure their pricing and investment models by encouraging the initial investment that will make customers more likely to stick with their product or service due to this sunk cost. To practically employ the sunk cost fallacy, 1. Create initial offerings that require a commitment, like memberships or starter packs. 2. Emphasize the value and continual rewards of sticking with the product or service long term. 3. Regularly remind customers of the investments, emotional, time, money, they have made and the benefits received. 4. Offer upgrades or additional services that build on the initial investment to make leaving feel like a loss of prior investment. While exploring these behavioral economic principles, it is vital to reflect on their broader implications. Acknowledging loss aversion can transform pricing strategies. Leveraging social proof can build trust and drive consumer action. Understanding the sunk cost fallacy allows novel approaches to customer retention. Each principle interlaces with human psychology, offering a lens through which entrepreneurs can better grasp the motivations that govern consumer behavior. By intertwining these behavioral insights with the pillars of microeconomics, entrepreneurs equip themselves with a deeper ability to satisfy and even anticipate customer needs. The real power lies in the synergy of economic understanding with psychological insight. The challenge is not solely to provide what the market demands, but also to mold and anticipate these demands subtly. Behavioral economics does not just add another layer to the strategic thinking of a business. It transforms it, revealing an interconnectedness of market forces with the rich complexity of human nature. The wisdom is in discerning the influence of psychological undercurrents in the flow of supply and demand, wants and needs, nudges and decisions. It invites us to continue uncovering the narratives that drive the market, to seek the stories that unfold within every transaction, and to consider the carousel of human tendencies in the quest for entrepreneurial success. Behavioral economics represents the confluence where human psychology and economic decision-making flow into one another. Unlike traditional economics, which often assumes rational actors and utility maximization, behavioral economics represents a more nuanced view of human behavior. Entrepreneurs succeeding in harnessing key behavioral economic principles often find themselves ahead in the competitive landscape. One critical concept from behavioral economics that entrepreneurs can deploy is framing effect. This effect implies that people react to a particular choice in different ways depending on how it is presented, for example, as a loss or as a gain. Entrepreneurs can use this to their advantage by framing information in a way that highlights the advantages of taking a particular action with their product or service. This dovetails into loss aversion, as framing potential losses could strongly motivate consumer behavior. To implement the framing effect, 1. present information about products or services in a positive light while being honest and transparent. 2. Use precise and influential language that emphasizes the benefits and minimizes potential drawbacks. Frame the product's value proposition in a relatable context that resonates with the target audience. 4. Use visual cues and comparisons to make benefits tangible and intuitive. The principles of nudge theory also hold salience in the entrepreneurial world. Coined by Richard Thaler and Cass Sunstein, a nudge is an aspect of choice architecture that alters people's behavior in a predictable way without forbidding any options or significantly changing their economic incentives. For entrepreneurs, this means designing choice environments that nudge consumers towards beneficial behaviors like recurring purchases or healthier options if applicable. In practice, nudging can be accomplished by 1. Simplifying processes so the preferred choice is the path of least resistance. 2. Changing the default settings to what benefits the consumer and the business. 3. Using reminders and prompts to encourage desired behaviors. 4. Structuring benefits so the longer-term, healthier, or more financially sound choices are the most attractive. A deeper dive into behavioral economics also brings us to concepts such as heuristics and biases. Heuristics are mental shortcuts that ease the cognitive load of making decisions, but they can lead to systematic and predictable errors or biases. Entrepreneurs can anticipate and guide decisions by understanding common heuristics, such as the availability heuristic or anchoring bias. Strategic applications of heuristics and biases. 1. Make information about popular products more available to influence decision-making. 2. Anchor customers with a high initial price or high-value proposition, then offer a slightly lesser option to make it appear more reasonable. 3. Craft your messages to align with common mental shortcuts, making your product the obvious choice. In essence, the application of behavioral economics fosters innovative approaches that an entrepreneur can adopt to interact with the marketplace. It demands an understanding of the human element in economic transactions, of the sometimes irrational, often unpredictable patterns of behavior that define consumer choice. Incorporating an understanding of behavioral economics into business practices extends the entrepreneurial toolkit, enhancing the ability to predict and influence consumer behavior in a nuanced way. To engage deeply with these concepts, reflecting on loss aversion, social proof, and sunk cost fallacy is only the beginning. Deeper exploration reveals framing effects, nudges, and the wealth of heuristics and biases that influence decision-making. While some may argue that mixing psychology with economics may lead to a manipulative stance towards consumers, it's important to consider that empowering consumers with better choices and clearer information is in line with the ethical application of these insights. At its heart, it is about creating value through understanding and alignment with human needs and behaviors. Entering the intricate mechanisms at play in behavioral economics is to appreciate the human side of the marketplace. An effective entrepreneur acknowledges loss aversion in their pricing and positioning, utilizes social proof and the framing effect in communication, capitalizes on the sunk cost fallacy for customer loyalty, and applies nudges to shape beneficial consumer habits. By weaving together these threads, entrepreneurs don't just follow market trends, they shape them. In the quest for entrepreneurial success, the wisdom is in applying economic savvy adorned with the depth of psychological insight. The marketplace is not a cold exchange of transactions, but a narrative-rich platform where human tendencies play out. Astute entrepreneurs will harness these insights, not as manipulative tools, but as guides to serve and add value to the customer experience, thus elevating their business to new heights in the process.
In this section, we delved into the intricacies of behavioral economics and its relevance to entrepreneurship. We explored the limitations of human cognition through bounded rationality, which underscores the importance of simplifying consumer choices. Huff-Prosp theory shed light on the asymmetry between the pain of losses and the pleasure of gains, influencing pricing strategies and customer engagement methods. Heuristics and biases, such as the availability heuristic, underscore the need for marketing strategies to make products or services memorable and top of mind. We also tackled the endowment effect, highlighting the value people place on their possessions and how trial experiences can cultivate a sense of ownership among potential customers. Nudge Theory's subtle behavioral guidance, without restricting options, demonstrates how entrepreneurs can steer consumer choices toward desired outcomes. The role of loss aversion in business strategies, emphasizing potential losses over gains, was examined, along with practical steps to highlight and counter these losses. Social proof's influence was acknowledged, with strategies to exhibit customer satisfaction and popularity, thus encouraging new customers to follow suit. We went on to discuss the sunk cost fallacy, considering its impact on continuing investment in products or services, and outlined ways to encourage initial commitment and subsequent brand loyalty. Additionally, the framing effect was dissected, revealing how the presentation of choices affects consumer reactions and decisions. We considered the significance of nudging in choice architecture, aiming to make beneficial behaviors the default or most attractive option. Furthermore, we analyzed how entrepreneurs can use common heuristics and biases to influence customer decisions, including anchoring customers with pricing strategies or making certain products seem like the obvious choice. Finally, we argued that while some might view the incorporation of psychology into economic strategies as potentially manipulative, its ethical application is about enriching consumer choice and providing value that aligns with human behavior. Through these behavioral insights, entrepreneurs learn not only to adapt to market trends, but also to shape them, fostering a business environment that resonates with the very human aspect of economics.
That about wraps it all up. Thanks for listening to episode number 20 of the Infinite Knowledge Podcast and our exploration of today's topic on the wisdom of microeconomics and behavioral economics for the everyday individual to the abundance-seeking entrepreneur. We can't wait to release future episodes where we continue exploring intellectually stimulating knowledge. Be sure you are subscribed and remember to share this episode on social media. Until next time, take care.